Good morning to all our listeners here on www.goforgold.lk. Joining me is my co-host Luckett Paris. And remember, for Christians, it is the Holy Week and today is Maundy Thursday. But we do have some cricket results for you. But this time it's from India, obviously, because the IPL is in full flow. And yesterday's game was between Lucknow Super Giants against Delhi Capitals. Now, Lucknow Super Giants were put into bat and they were disappointing with the bat, obviously, because they made only 141 runs and they were bowled out. Mitchell Marsh, 35, Abdul Samad, 36, but none of the other batters were able to get impressive figures because the bowling was very good indeed. Lungi Ngidi, 3 for 27, T. Nadarajan, 3 for 29. And Kuldeep Yadav, the left-arm orthodox wrist spinner, took 2 for 31. And Delhi Capitals were in trouble because, remember, they opened the batting with KL Rahul and Pathum Nisanka. Now, Pathum Nisanka didn't get to face a delivery for 4 overs. And he sure is struggling right now because this is baptism into top-quality franchise cricket. And Pathum Nisanka was out for one, while KL Rahul went without scoring. But ultimately, Delhi got to the target in 17.4 overs, thanks to Samir Rizvi, who made that brilliant 70, and Tristan Stubbs of South Africa, who made 39. So Delhi Capitals have won this game by 6 wickets. Great achievement in 17.4 overs. Prince Yadav is a fantastic bowler. He took 2 for 20. And Mohammad Shami, 1 for 28. So there we go. That is a great result from a Delhi Capitals viewpoint. And the game coming up today, don't forget, in the IPL is Kolkata Knight Riders taking on Sunrisers Hyderabad. That's something for you to look forward to. Now, let's go across to New Zealand, where we saw the women's second 50-over game between South Africa and New Zealand. What a high-scoring game this was. I was thrilled to note that ladies' cricket has advanced so much because South Africa, batting first, made 346 for 6 wickets in their allotted 50 overs. Rola Woolworth, the captain, she made 69. Aneka Bosch made 91. Sune Luce made 40. Shala Jaffa, 37. And Kohli Tyron, 52. For New Zealand, Bree Illing, 3 for 60. Pretty expensive, though, while Kayleigh Knight took 2 for 65. High-scoring game. And mind you, it was a nail-biter. And New Zealand won this game by 2 wickets with 2 balls to spare, thanks to Captain Amila Kerr, who made a brilliant 179. 23 boundaries, 1 massive 6. As the Kiwis reached 350 for 8 in 49.4 overs. Isabella Gaze made 68 or 48 deliveries. But all I'm trying to emphasize here, though, is that ladies cricket, a new dimension, because 300 plus runs in the 50-over game shows that cricket is changing so much, isn't it? Even in the women's version. Right, just a gentle reminder yet again, don't forget that the upcoming game today is Kolkata Knight Riders taking on Sunrisers Hyderabad from our cricketing calendar. And we still have votes coming in for the Bradby Stalwarts, Royal and Trinity playing the knockout President's Finals 2026, scheduled to be held on Saturday, the 4th of April. And so far, it's Royal College on the up, having a slight edge, 51% to Trinity's 49%. But like I made mention earlier, please note that this is not gospel. This is purely on average, the votes that come into us from our respective listeners. And I thought that Luckett Paris and I will share it with you to keep you updated before the great final. Well, that's it from me and Luckett. I know we've got a very, very short podcast this morning, as because of the limited cricket that we do have on the field. And of course, there's only limitations that we have to cope with even in rugby. Thank you for being in our company. Have a blessed day. See you again tomorrow at the same time. But before you go away, get your headsets on and listen to a piece of music for your listening pleasure.